The usual summer wave of private jets and limos is underway, carrying members and guests of San Francisco's exclusive and still all-male Bohemian Club to their yearly summer getaway in the club's private redwood grove near Monterey. For the movers and shakers, this annual tradition dates back almost to the founding of the club in 1871. Another tradition, one of colorful leftist political demonstrations outside the well-guarded gates of the camp, started in 1980. And after a 10-year hiatus, it's being revived this year under the banner of Occupy Bohemian Grove.
There's a coalition now of 25 different groups that are participating in the Occupy Bohemian Grove action, which will be Saturday, July 14th, which is actually Bastille Day. There's Occupy Sebastopol, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, San Francisco, Eureka, and Portland that have endorsed it. Code Pink is going to be there, and Project Censored Media Freedom Foundation. So there's a number of other groups that are participating this year. To what extent lots of people will come, we just don't know.
Peter Phillips of Project Censored and the Media Freedom Foundation represents two of those participating groups who have rallied around the Occupy framing of the 99% versus the 1%, a designation the Bohemians don't dispute.
They clearly know that they are the rich and elite of the world. When I visited there, I heard speeches to that effect. Hey, we're the leaders. We need to set the example for the people in the country and in the world.
Yet what actually goes on within the camp is shrouded in secrecy. That's a big part of what the protests have been about all along. But Phillips, who studied the Bohemian Club and its history, says it wasn't always that way.
The Bohemian Club didn't used to be secret. In the 20s and the 30s and even in the 50s, they would announce who their speakers were. They would release press releases about all their events. So that they have gotten secretive is kind of counterproductive to what they actually originally were.
That veil of privacy has been pierced from time to time. It's well known, for instance, that the annual summer encampment begins with a traditional ritual, one for which the protesters have developed their own traditional reply. Longtime West County activist Lois Perlman says they have made that a centerpiece of this year's protest.
Every single year, the Bohemians hold what they call the cremation of care. We're going to get rid of care for 2 weeks and just have a good time. Well, we know they do have a good time, or at least we hope they do. But they also do a lot of networking and political discussion. They have their lakeside talks and various things. So to counteract the cremation of care, we're going to have the creation of care.
The creation of care, 4 hours of music, speakers, and related activities, isn't happening on the narrow road that leads to the Grove this year. It's been moved to the nearby Monterey Amphitheater instead. That's partly because this will be a much more structured event than in past years, but Perlman says there were other considerations as well.
We want to assure people that we're not coming to take over the Bohemian Grove. We know that the climate out there is probably more intense, law enforcement-wise, because we didn't have Homeland Security in the old days. So we're trying to do something that will damp down the tension and the fear, but equally raise the energy towards caring, as it always has in the past.
The event is scheduled from noon to 4 Saturday afternoon, free of charge. The Bohemian Grove Summer Encampment continues through the following weekend. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.